Hey there, this is Molly, and you're listening to episode 57 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. All right, you guys, how are you today? What's going on? I am wearing a sweater for the first time all year. Actually, no, when I went to Wisconsin, I wore lots of sweaters, but I'm on Maui and I'm wearing a sweater. Oh, I love it. I love it when the air starts to cool down in the mornings. So good. So that's probably pretty boring though. So I don't want to talk about weather much longer. That was just, I don't know. That was me being awkward and I guess filling up the intro. If any of you have a desire or want to start a podcast, don't take me as an example. As an example of what to do. I'm just figuring it out myself. So what I really want to talk with you about today is the holidays, because the holidays are coming up. And around this time every year, I start to notice people freaking out. They just freak out. It's like they get so nervous. The holidays are coming. I'm nervous. Oh my God, I'm scared. I don't want this. I do want this. What am I going to do? What if I do this? What if I don't do this? What if they do this? What if they don't do this? It's all very stressful for many, many people. And that's okay. That's not good or bad. It's just, you know, that this time of year tends to kind of breed that stress. And I think what happens is that stress creates stress. And so when you have kind of like a collective stress, it kind of rubs off on you. And so you might have your, you know, like regular amount of stress, but then you see like your friends stressing and your family stressing, and you might be in Facebook groups where you see people and they're stressing, and it kind of amplifies things. So in today's episode, I'm going to put on my coach hat and I'm going to do a little coaching around this so that stress doesn't have to be your default for the holidays. All right, so basic review. So the outside circumstances, the outside things in our life, right, in our lives, the people, the holidays, other people's decisions, opinions, the weather, all of this. All of these are the circumstances. Right? These are our circumstances. Now, the circumstances aren't good or bad. They are neutral. They are there. They are what is happening. That is reality. It's there, right? It's not good. It's not bad. It just is. Okay, so we assume that we are stressed, frustrated, happy, sad, disappointed, etc., because of the circumstances in our lives. We think that the holidays are creating stress for us. We think that the people in our lives are creating frustration. We think we're disappointed because of somebody's choice or words. So right off the bat, right here, there's a very good opportunity to step back and realize that is not true. Holidays can't create stress. If you feel stress about the holidays, that is because of the thoughts you're having and the beliefs you have about the holidays. If you are disappointed, and say you're disappointed and you're really, really sure that you're disappointed because of what someone said isn't a problem. What you think about what they said is a problem. I have to make sure I'm recording. Oh. Oh my God, I am. That's the good news. But I thought for a second that I wasn't. What the hell? Okay. So right there. We can already just take a step back, get some perspective. The holidays aren't causing stress, and the people in your lives and their opinions, what they're choosing to do, the choices, their beliefs, all of that is not causing you disappointment or any type of emotion. It's always what you think about those things, what you believe about those things. So What that does is it gives you agency. It empowers you to live your life on purpose. And you realize, oh, I'm in charge of how I feel. That is what emotional adults do, right? You become responsible, and you realize that you are responsible for how you feel. The holidays aren't responsible. The weather isn't responsible. Your mother-in-law isn't responsible. Your partner isn't. Your kid isn't. Your job isn't. All of that gets to be on you. It gets to. How amazing is that? Because if you are having emotions that you don't like and that are not comfortable, then you can take a look and figure out, well, what am I thinking about this situation that's causing me to feel this way? What am I choosing to believe about the holidays that create stress? What am I, you know, this, my brother-in-law said something and I feel like frustrated. What did you make what your brother-in-law said mean? So this gives us a really good opportunity to look inside and become aware and kind of get curious. And if you're creating one experience for yourself, if you're creating the stress in your life, when you understand that you create that, then you can create something different. Because if you're responsible for creating stress, you are also responsible for creating peace. And that is entirely up to you. So really, with the upcoming holidays and everything that is involved, just know that you get to decide how you want to experience that. You get to decide that. And what most of us do is we don't know that we can decide. And we don't know that we are causing our feelings. So, I mean, we are deciding. That is what's... We are in charge. We just don't know that we're in charge. Therefore, we're not making a decision. We are simply just going with it, right? We're just kind of living our life. And then whatever comes at us, we're just reacting. We're reacting to the, you know, lines at the store. We're reacting to the drivers. We're reacting to the invitations. We're reacting to the date coming up. We're reacting to people's choices. And it's just a constant stream of reacting. And when we step back and we realize, ah, okay, I'm in charge of how I get to feel during the holidays, we no longer react. We actually just plan for it. We get to decide. Maybe you want to decide, okay, I don't want to be stressed this holiday. I want to feel love. Like, I just want to feel love, receive love, give love, and have that energy of love flowing through me. Okay, that's possible. But you're going to have to look at your thoughts and your beliefs around the things that typically make you frustrated and stressed. Because if you are feeling frustrated because of a thought you have about a certain thing, then if you want to feel love, you're going to have a different thought about that thing. So therein lies your opportunity to go in and to do some digging, to look around, write it down, right? So let's just say that your mother-in-law invites you to a dinner, a holiday dinner, and there's going to be lots of family and lots of friends. Okay. And let's say typically in the past, there was no plant-based options. There was no vegan options presented. Okay, so let's say your mother-in-law invites you to this party. Let's say you have lots of things going on. Your schedule is kind of busy. And she doesn't mention that there'll be any vegan food, but she invites you. So you could think, ugh, like, I don't want to go, but I feel like I have to, and she never has any food for me, and this is horrible, and why do I have to go, and it's such a waste of time. Okay, you could have this narrative running through your head, right, and all the beliefs you have about this, all the thoughts you have about this, and that could create an, you know, pretty unpleasant emotion. It could create stress or anxiety. It could create all kinds of things, right? But if you want to feel peace and if you want to feel love this holiday season, this is starting to sound like an infomercial. What you have to do is flip the script, change the narrative, change the story, change the channel in your brain. So same thing. Okay, so one, that example was like being stressed and frustrated. Now let's say, okay, well, I want to feel peace. I want to feel love. So mother-in-law invites you to the party. All the same things are true, right? You have a lot of things going on. It's going to be a lot of people. There's not going to be any vegan options for you that anybody made. Okay, now another option, another way to think about that might be, I'm so honored that somebody wants me at their house for a meal. I'm so lucky that I got invited to do something. And I'm really even more lucky because thankfully, my mother-in-law is not going to cook me anything vegan because she doesn't quite know how. And it probably, like, I could probably make something more delicious than her. So this is the perfect opportunity for me to make something for myself. And then if people want like a bite of it, then they can try it and see how delicious it is. Oh, awesome. I am going to go. I want to go. How awesome to get invited and how awesome that I get to bring my own food. Amazing. Okay, that could be another take on it. It could be that your thought is, how lovely of them to invite me, how lovely of her to invite me, and I don't want to go. And that's okay. And then you simply tell your mother-in-law, thank you so much for inviting me. I can't make it this year, but I really love that you thought of me. Easy peasy. You are not obligated to do anything that you don't want to do. But if you don't want to do it because you're stressed out about it and you're upset that food won't be provided for you, then do you really like that reason to not want to do it? Just like your reasons, you know? If you truly don't want to do it, just because you're tapped out and you feel like it's not going to work with your schedule and you would just prefer to be home and you like that reason, then do that. It's okay. We get to decline invitations. As adults, we get to do that. And we don't have to explain why we can't or have somebody understand why we can't or make up an excuse why we can't. Like, we can literally just say, ah, thank you so much. I can't make it. Thank you and no. Like, we honestly, we get to do that. Like, I don't know if anybody has told you lately, but that is like a whole ass option available to you. And it doesn't matter what they think. They can think whatever they want. Because you are that person's circumstance. And they're not going to feel a certain way because of you, just like you don't feel a certain way because of them. They feel a certain way because of the thoughts they have about you. And the thoughts they have about you, you can't control. So even if you say, yes, I'm going to go, and even though I don't really want to, but I feel like it's an obligation, so I'm going to. Even if you went, they might be thinking thoughts about you that you wouldn't want them to think, right? We don't know what those thoughts are. That's them. I don't know. But we can't be sure. We can never make choices based on how we think other people are going to feel about that choice, because A, we never know, and B, we can't control it one way or the other. So if you say no, thank you so much, and I can't make it this time, then you just release that and you let whatever they think about you, whatever they're going to say about you, it's none of your business. That is their business, and it's okay. You aren't in charge of how other people feel about you. Other people are not in charge about how you feel of them. Okay, so let's say you're going to a dinner at your cousin's house. Okay. And you really want to go to this dinner. And you ask them, hey, I'm going to come. Will there be any plant-based food? And they say, oh, no, plant-based food is weird. Whatever. However they would say that. Okay, you have this opportunity, right? At that point, you can eat, you know, you have so many options. available to you at that point. But the point is, you get to decide, right? You don't have to automatically make that mean that you're weird and that they don't understand you and it turns into this whole thing. You could just either say, you know, I mean, so many options. One option might be saying, oh yeah, that it probably is weird to you because you don't eat that way. That's right. Okay. So I'm going to bring my own food. And if you're cool with that, then I'll totally come. Right. Or you could decide, you know, I don't really want to spend time with people who think the way that I eat is weird. So I'm just going to say no. You could just laugh, you know, and you could just not think anything about that comment and just decide to go and just show up with your own food. Right. But the point is, like, you get to decide, like, on purpose, with intention, right? Having your full self on board, you get to decide. You don't have to react to what people are doing, what they're saying, the choices that they're making. Okay, so let me think of another example. I wish I had some. I wish that I was, like, talking to you guys right now, because I would ask for a specific example in your life. But let's say you're thinking about the holidays and you're thinking about all the things that you have on your to-do list, and you're thinking about all the places you have to go and all the things you have to get together and all the plans that need to be made, all the logistics that need to be sorted out and ironed out and planned for. And let's say your thought about that is, oh, I'm so overwhelmed. I wish someone would help me. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know if I can do this. Or this is, you know, I wish that I didn't have all this stuff to do. Right. So some variation of those kind of thoughts, I'm sure, will create some stress, some anxiety. Okay, so at that point, like, just choose. Do you want to feel stress and anxiety? I don't know. Maybe you do. There's no wrong or right way to feel. Yeah. The choice is up to you, and nothing you choose is wrong. It's usually a good idea to like your reasons. But okay, so you have options, right? One option might be to decide that you don't want that many obligations, that you don't want that many to-dos on your to-do list. You might decide that, hey, I'm going to cut down what I'm going to do by half this holiday season. And, you know, even if you've already said you're going to do something, maybe you have to, you know, to make that work, you have to call the person up and say, hey, I know I said I would do this, but, you know, it turns out I'm just not going to be able to do it this year. You know, that's okay. We get to do that too. As humans, we get to say we're going to do something and we get to change our mind. We do. We have that as an option always. So you might think, okay, I want to do half as much things. And then you just decide what's most important to you. What are the things that you want to do? Because when you're doing the things you want to do, you're going to show up so much differently than when you're like dragging your feet, showing up to the things that you feel obligated to do. It's a much different experience. When you want to do something, everyone around you is going to notice. You're going to notice. You're going to enjoy yourself and have fun, and you're going to connect with the people around you when you want to do these things. If there's something that you're doing because you feel like you have to do it, I guarantee you're going to show up in a totally different way, and people will feel that. You're not going to feel good. You might be kind of shitty. Other people are going to notice. Like, it's just not going to be a good experience. So why do it? Why do it? Just decide on the things you really want to do and do those things. Okay, that would be one option. Another option is to think about it entirely different and reminding yourself, hey, yes, these are all the things that I'm going to do. I am choosing to do all of these. And I'm so lucky that my life is so full that I have so many things to do. And then you get into, like, appreciation. And you can't be pissed off and frustrated and feeling gratitude and appreciation at the same time. It doesn't work. So if you choose to look at it in a way that cultivates appreciation and gratitude, you're going to have a totally different experience with it. And again, like, you get to do that because you are in charge of your emotions. We can't have an emotion without a thought, right? An emotion is a energetic vibration in the body that starts in the brain and goes to the body that can be felt in various parts of the body. And emotions want to process through. They don't want to stay stuck. And I'll link to an episode that I did a while back about processing an emotion if you want to learn more about that. But that's the thing, like, we are creating these experiences for ourselves. So if we know where we get to create it, if we know that we're in charge, then we get to create whatever experience we want for ourselves. And also, you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. You might have a reason why you want to do the things, even though you don't really 100% want to do them. Like, maybe you don't 100% want to go to your kid's recital, but maybe it's really important for you that you show up for your kid. And if that's the case, okay, well, yeah, you're going to show up. You're not going to be 100%, you know, stoked with being there. But if it's important enough for you to go, then you're wanting to go. You're choosing to go. You don't ever have to go. Right? And then the things that you're like, I really don't want to go, and I have no reason. Like, I have no reason to get on board with this. I don't want to go. And there's no benefit of me going, except for maybe somebody might be expecting me, and I don't really, you know, that's not important enough for me to go. Well, then don't go. Don't go. You're a grown-ass adult. You get to decide that. And we forget. We forget. And we can do it in a way that's loving and that's coming from love and compassion. Most of us think, oh, if we, you know, let somebody know that, oh, I can't go, if I get an invitation and I decline, then I'm being an asshole. It doesn't have to be that way. You can be a warm, loving, compassionate human and decline an invitation. You just got to do it from a loving, kind, compassionate place. And you're doing it from an empowered place. And that will show. You will show up differently when you're declining an invitation from love rather than declining an invitation from fear. It's going to be different. It's going to sound different. How you're going to deliver it is different. How it feels is going to be different. The other person's experience of it will be different. So just know that whatever you're doing this holiday season, like, you have the option of doing it with compassion and love and kindness, even if that's saying no, even if that's doing less, even if that's breaking tradition, right? In your family, you don't have to do all the things that your family of origin did. You don't have to, right? My sister last year was here visiting, and it wasn't around the holidays, but it was kind of, I don't know, it was October. No, I don't remember. Maybe October of last year. And she had brought me this Christmas ornament that my mom's mom, my grandma, had painted. And she gave it to me and she was like, look at this. Isn't this incredible? I know that this is going to make you so happy. Do you want it? And I looked at it and it didn't do anything for me. I actually didn't, like, it was fine. Okay. But I wasn't like, oh yes, I need this. I love this. Right. And I just said, hey, if like, I don't care one way or the other, you can keep it if you love it. And she's like, what? You don't, this doesn't make you happy. This is from our grandma. Graham, we called her. She's dead now. But this is from Graham. You don't want this. This wouldn't make you feel really happy when you saw it on your tree. And I'm like, no, not really. She couldn't believe it. And I just looked at her and smiled and I like gave her a hug. Thank you for thinking of me. If it's important for you that I keep it, sure I will, but if you want it, you can keep it. It's okay. Right? And I felt fine if it was important for her for me to have that. For me, it's like, it's an ornament, it's no big deal. I can do that. But I wasn't going to sit there and like, you know, cry about this ornament that was so special to me, because it wasn't. And she gets to think whatever she wants about that. She might think I'm a horrible person because of that. That's okay. That is okay. People get to think whatever they want about you. It is okay. You can't control it. You can't change it one way or the other. So that's just a little example, but it's a reminder that you are not obligated to show up or to want something or to do something because other people have expectations of you. You're never obligated. And you can say no with a kind, compassionate, and loving heart. And the other bit to this is you get to decide how you experience, I mean, life really, but since we're coming up to the holidays, I'm putting it in that lens. But you get to experience, you get to decide how you experience the holidays. So if you don't want to be stressed, you don't have to be stressed. There's lots of ways to not be stressed. But just decide, how do you want to show up? And then you get to do that. So this is stuff that I talk about a lot in my coaching and my group coaching in Plant-Fueled Life. If you want more of this, we meet every month and do a live session. And then there's a ton of replays in our library, in our Plant-Fueled Life library. So if you want more of this, Plant-Fueled Life is the way to go. I'd be happy to coach you and answer any questions you have about this. But I basically wanted to come on here and just let you know that it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. We'll get through this. The holidays are amazing. I don't do much of them. I'm not going to do any of them actually this year because I'm going to Malaysia for the entire month of December for my mother-in-law's birthday. So I won't be doing any of the holiday cheer here, but there might be something going on there that we might partake in. I don't know. But one way or the other, the holidays can be an amazing, special, magical time, especially if you have little kids. The wonder that they have. I remember being a little kid around the holidays and oh, it was so magical and special and like wondrous, you know, I was about to say wondrous. And when you're around little kids during the holiday, it's like you see that magic and that sparkle and that wonder in them and that innocence. And it's so much fun to be around. And we can have that too. As adults, we seem to lose that, but we can totally have that too. Life is such an amazingly rich, incredible, delicious place, you know, if we decide to let it be that. And when we decide to let it be that and it's just flowing and we love it and we find it magical and wonderful, it's a whole different experience. What a wonderful gift to give yourself. And you get to decide that. That is up to you, my friends. So you choose. And by the way, there's no wrong or right way to think about it. If you're like, no, screw that, I'm going to be Scrooge and I'm fine with that, then more power to you. There's nothing wrong with that either. It's just a different experience. That's it. All right. I hope that you have a fantastic week. I've enjoyed talking with you and I will talk to you next time. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant-Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.